Welcome to the Roto Report, and it's time for me to give you my national championship team, or as I always do, two brackets each and every year, two teams that I think have the best chance of winning the national championship. Bill Needle, my old partner at WKNR, used to give me crap for turning in multiple brackets during March Madness, but every year there are multiple teams usually who have a chance of winning the championship, so I always like to cover my ass and have at least two brackets in each year with two different teams winning the national championship, and I have two in this year and only two, so Bill Needle would be proud that I only have two in there this year. So here is my first bracket, the one that I would consider my top bracket, the one that I really believe will win the national championship. As I told you earlier on one of my podcasts, I thought Florida would play Michigan State on one side of the bracket and Wisconsin would play Louisville on the other side of the bracket. And let's start with Florida against Michigan State in that Final Four matchup. Both of these teams are capable of winning the national championship. When you look at the Florida Gators, they're the number one overall seed in this tournament. Casey Prather is their leading scorer, 14.2 points per game. He rebounds the ball well. Scotty Wilbekin, and we know how important guards are at this time of the year, does an outstanding job of not only scoring the basketball, but dishing it to his teammates. Frazier from long distance, Patrick Young can get it done on the inside. He's the heart and soul of that team. So when you look at Florida, they've got everything you need to win the title this year. But the problem with Florida is they have to play Michigan State before the championship game. And Michigan State under Tom Izzo, one of the best coaches in college basketball, the Spartans have everything you need to win a national championship as well. Experience, they've got the inside-outside game. Appling is outstanding with his assist-to-turnover ratio. He can score it. He can shoot it from distance. Gary Harris is an impact player, can take it from coast to coast. He can stop and pop on a dime and drop it or go to the basket. And the fact that Adrian Payne is getting healthy or is as healthy as he's been all season long, he's that inside presence and one of their leading scorers. I love Brandon Dawson and what he brings to the table. Travis Trice, Denzel Valentine, they're deep, they're experienced. Costello comes off the bench. Kaminsky shoots it from distance off the bench. So Michigan State and Florida is a great matchup of two teams that really have everything you need to win a national championship. Having said that, since they're squaring off in the Final Four in my first bracket, I'm taking Michigan State to go play in the national championship, and they will be playing opposite Wisconsin, in my opinion, in the national championship. That's right, an all Big Ten matchup in the national championship. I think Bo Ryan's squad playing good basketball as of late. They are battle-tested, having played Michigan State and Michigan and Ohio State in the Big Ten throughout this year. Frank Kaminsky is playing very good basketball late in the season. You want to peak at the right time. Ben Brust is there. Sam Decker is a fine all-around player. Trevion Jackson is a good guy to have at the point. Nigel Hayes, we talked about him, the freshman coming off the bench. I think in their bracket, Wisconsin has a chance to get through and get to not only the Final Four, but the championship game by beating Louisville and Rick Pitino. This was a tough pick for me. I just don't know if Louisville is good enough to get back to back national championship games. Russ Smith has been playing as well as anybody in the country as of late. 18 points per game, almost 5 assists, 4 rebounds per contest. As good as there is in college basketball as far as an all-around player goes, Luke Hancock, the MVP from last year's Final Four, is back. But I don't know. It's tough to forget repeat winning a national championship, but just getting back and playing in back-to-back national championships. Yes, Butler did it a couple of years ago. They came up short. I just think Wisconsin, because of what they've gone through in the Big Ten, has played a little bit tougher schedule, and that'll have them battle-tested. So I've got Michigan State against Wisconsin in an all-Big Ten national championship, and I think when it's all said and done, I've got Michigan State coming away with the national championship. I had them as my preseason favorite. I was concerned with all the injuries and the way they were playing that they wouldn't even get back to the national championship game, but I think they've righted the ship. They're as healthy as they've been, and they're as good as anybody out there, so I'm going with Michigan State over Wisconsin to win the national championship in my main bracket, my first bracket. In my backup bracket, my final four is Florida against Iowa State on the left side, Louisville against Oklahoma State on the right side. So I've picked a couple of maybe upsets, if you will, with Oklahoma State getting there and Iowa State, although Fred Hoiberg has done a great job with Iowa State. I remember them from last year losing on Aaron Kraft's three-pointer against the Ohio State Buckeyes. They've kind of taken that loss and really leapfrogged everybody else, and it's propelled them to a great season thus far, and I think they've got a chance of coming out of the East if they can get by Michigan State in that Elite Eight matchup. And I'm picking kind of upsets in this second bracket. So Iowa State playing Florida in the Final Four in this bracket of mine, and Oklahoma State going up against Louisville. And then, you know what? I figured, why not? Why not go Florida and Louisville in the national championship in this second bracket of mine? You've got Rick Pitino, the teacher. You've got Billy Donovan, the student, going head-to-head for a national championship. And I'm going to pick Florida to beat Louisville in my second bracket and claim the national championship. Florida, the number one seed in this tournament. And like I said earlier, they've got everything you need to win a title. So it really came down to me, Michigan State, Florida, as the two best teams in this tournament with everything you need to win it. And since they played in the Final Four in my brackets, that's why I ended up doing two brackets, so I could pick Michigan State in one bracket to win it all and Florida in the other bracket to win it all, because I think either one could cut down the nets on April 7th in North Texas. So there you have it. Michigan State is my favorite to win it all. Florida would be that second team to win it all. There's your Roto Report taking a look at March Madness. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.